You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
KGYM, as we come your way from our studios here on the Southwest side. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Ben doing a bang-up job once again as our producer. And most importantly, you out there, our listener. And we'd like to interact with you out there on the text line and the phone line as well. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That is our phone line as well. And that, once again, is 319-366-1600. Lots to look back on from the weekend, and we will do that through the 3 o'clock hour today, which is brought to you by DUPACO Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at dupaco.com. And thanks to everybody associated with DUPACO. Stop on by any of their sites throughout the corridor as well as Eastern Iowa and find out what they have to offer at DUPACO Community Credit Union. Good afternoon, Mr. Mark Dukes. Good to see you.
Good afternoon, Scott. Thanks for kicking my butt on the golf course on Saturday. But that was totally expected. Good afternoon to everyone out there. Wonderful day going. I hope you're enjoying it. And yeah, lots to digest from the weekend and an interesting week ahead.
We had a good time, though, on the golf course.
We had a great time.
We always have a great time on the golf course. And I got to get you out there more. We'll have Caddy Smack on Wednesday, by the way. And it is a huge golf week as the Open Championship will kick off, tee off on early Thursday morning as, I think the coverage kicks off at 1:30 on Thursday morning Iowa time. Or maybe even 12:30 Iowa time.
I'll be late to the party.
I will be late to the party. Tee times will come out, and we'll talk about that, especially on Wednesday. We'll visit it a little bit today as well. We had the Scottish Open over the weekend, and Xander Schauffele winning his second consecutive title in tournaments that he has played in. We'll talk about that, Tiger, other things coming up. Zach Johnson today on the golf course, and we'll get to that as well in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you, as we mentioned, 319-366-1600 here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class program. And front and center, I think, Mark, though, would be baseball, Major League Baseball. Getting more and more information. We've got uniforms today.
I like them.
They are very nice, sharp, very clean. They don't need to, look like mid-80s softball uniforms to attract people. But since the Midsummer Classic is at Dodger Stadium, I think they went with a very clean look. So kudos to Major League Baseball or whomever came up with that design. Great job by them. We know the All-Star rosters. They were released Friday and over the weekend. We know one participant now in the Home Run Derby, which will come up 2 weeks from tonight. Pete Alonso. Going to go for the three-peat coming up. He has already tweeted out that he is going to be a participant in the Home Run Derby. It hasn't hurt Pete Alonso over the years.
Not at all.
So why not, right? So he's going to be in there, and like I said, he's going to try to win his third straight. And we got, 66 players that are going to be at Dodger Stadium in uniform for the All-Star game? We've got fans' picks coming up. We've got legacy picks. We've got a pick from each team. We got picks that should have been there, picks that shouldn't be there, but they have to be there. I mean, it's your typical All-Star game, right?
Yeah, you have snubs every year, or so-called snubs, and we can get into that a little bit, but the full rosters have been announced, and it's going to be interesting. The American League has dominated this thing for whatever that's worth, and that's not worth a lot, but nevertheless, it has dominated this game for a number of years. I don't pick many bones with who was picked, but I pick a few.
And it's not a perfect system, right? I like the fact that each team is represented. I know there are people that don't like that. if you are one of those, 319-366-1600. Or if you like that system, love to hear from you on the text line. I think there should be a representative from every team. Because it keeps people interested. Now, does that mean you're going to have the best players? Absolutely not. You have several terrific players at one particular position. So you're not going to have, say, for example, five first basemen because they all have very good numbers in the first half, because you have to have a couple of shortstops in there. You have to have a couple of third basemen. You have to have a couple of catchers. Whatever the case may be, you got to have it's not a perfect system, and it's an exhibition game. There is nothing on the line other than bragging rights. There is no home field advantage on the line anymore, thankfully. And with that in mind, you got to live with what you have, right?
Yeah, I think so. And as most years, first base is really tough in both leagues. We have our starters, but guys like Ty France and Anthony Rizzo in the American League and Josh Bell and Frank Freeman in the National League, I think, may not have been snubbed, but they were left out. And they're all having really good years. France has had an injury, I know, and each has his warts. But I think most of those four are very deserving.
Three guys that I think should be there. Now, two of them are Seattle Mariners, so that may be a little bit, a push as far as getting more Mariners there. But Logan Gilbert's been terrific.
Mm-hmm.
10 wins, under 3 ERA, 100 strikeouts. The other Mariner is Ty France, like you mentioned. And, 306, over 300 average, 45 RBIs as far as the Mariners are concerned. And, yes, I am biased, but you give me a reason in the world why Dylan Cease is not on the All-Star team.
Yeah, an ERA about 2.5, and he's largely been brilliant, but his walks are up there. Maybe that prevented him from being selected.
Walk people that he want as long as they don't score.
But he has walked almost 50 batters, and, yeah, that stumped me as well.
2.45 ERA for Dylan Cease, 133 strikeouts in 92 innings. That's an all-star, man. That's an all-star.
Yeah.
I think he was hurt by the fact that Tim Anderson is starting. Only one's, not that the White Sox deserve a whole bunch of players, but only one Chicago White Sox on the all-star roster. And that is Tim Anderson. National League, I'm with you, Freddie Freeman of the Dodgers. I think he just got caught in a logjam as far as first base is concerned. Austin Riley, you could make a real good case why Austin Riley should be on the team. And Carlos Rodon, former White Sox Carlos Rodon, who just is having another terrific season with the San Francisco Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Under 3 ERA. He's really gotten his strikeouts up there, doing very, very well for San Francisco. And I just find it hard to believe he's not in the game. And they may end up being there with people pulling out for injuries and whatnot. They could end up being there. So we'll see. We'll see. Some of these folks could be over in Los Angeles. 319-366-1600. Who do you think deserves to be in the All-Star game that did not get named to the All-Star game, or the rosters, if you will? There are some injuries out there. Bryce Harper obviously is not going to be able to play. So
there's going to be changes. Yeah, Yordan Alvarez has been put on the IL. He may or may not be available for the Astros. But is Ian Happ an All-Star?
There should not be two Cubs out there on the All-Star roster. I'm sorry, Cub fans. There should not be two Cubs on the All-Star roster.
8 homers, 276.
Wilson Contreras, yeah. I'm fine with Wilson Contreras.
Yeah.
No problem. I don't think Ian Happ's an All-Star. 319-366-1600, if you'd like to debate. American League, I think it's that's pretty good team. Pretty good team out there. I mean, Judge, yeah. Stanton, sure. Trout's going to be out there. You know that. Otani, he deserves to be out there. Not a great season for Tim Anderson, but starting to pick it up. Still hitting over 300. Devers at third base, sure. Jose Altuve, very good player. Vlad Guerrero Jr., terrific. Kirk at catcher, yeah. Why not?
Pretty good lineup.
Not bad. National League, do you got a problem with anybody on this? I mean, Harper's not going to play, obviously, but and Goldschmidt's having a MVP-type year. Chisholm of the Marlins is a fun player to watch. Manny Machado, Trey Turner. I mean, superstars right there. Acuna Jr., Mookie Betts. Now, Jock Peterson, we'll see. We'll see. Your man, Luis Urias, is in the on the All-Star roster from the Twins. Nice job.
As he should be. He's leading the American League in all of baseball and batting average and has had a wonderful first half. And we've talked about this before. It's partly a career award and it's partly a half-season award. You can have a wonderful half-season and be named to the All-Star team and never be heard from again.
True.
A former Brave, I can't remember his name. Comes to mind.
Well, Steve Stone. Sorry, Stone Pony. 1980 had a great first half. 319-366-1600. Byron Buxton. You make a pretty good case. Byron Buxton should be in the starting outfield of the American League, right?
Not hitting for average, but he does have 23, 24 home runs. And in my mind, the best center fielder in baseball.
Very true. Very true. Arias is in there. Bogaerts, Jose Ramirez of the Guardians is in there. George, you have a pretty good backup outfield for the American League with George Springer, Byron Buxton, and put Kyle Tucker or Julio Rodriguez out there. obviously, Andrew Benintendi has got to be in there because the Kansas City Royals need a representative. And he's the guy.
Maybe playing for another team before long.
I think it's a pretty good
in pinstripes.
Pretty good chance that he's going to be on another team before long. But, Arenado on there, Pete Alonso on there as far as the National League reserves, Travis d'Arnaud, CJ Cron of the Rockies. They needed somebody in there. You can't go wrong with Juan Soto out there and Kyle Schwarber doing a very good job for the Philadelphia Phillies. And then, of course, you got your legacy pick with Albert Pujols of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Is Joe Charbonneau the guy I was thinking of?
Jolton Joe Charbonneau? He was.
Although
a,
I think
he was an
was,
Indian.
Yes, he was.
He was a Cleveland Indian. Former Rookie of the Year.
Yes, he was a Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, he was.
So he had more than one good half.
That he did. That he did. 318 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM on a Monday edition of the show as talk a little bit about the All-Star game, which will be 2 weeks from, I believe, next week. No, next week. Mm-hmm. I am way off. 4th of July is
19th,
throwing
me isn't off. It?
Yeah. Next Monday night is the Home Run Derby. Next Tuesday night is the All-Star game. And some big series, of course, in baseball coming up this week. I think we're going to know a whole lot more about the American League Central, Mark, after this week because the White Sox, if they're going to get back into it, they've got the Guardians and the Twins this week. So could either be about 9 out or about 2 out, depending on how things go.
Yeah, and the Twins have the Brewers before facing the White Sox. So a tough week for both. Twins going in right now with a 4.5 game lead in the Central. It was, I think the Twins have led the division all but one day since late April. So whether they can hang on, we'll see. Matt in Fairfax on the text line. I'm a Cub fan, but Hap shouldn't be there. 270 and 8 home runs isn't all-star worthy, in my opinion.
There you go. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. My text line's a little behind today. I apologize for that. A couple other here. Let's see. 96-63. Did the Mets, who are on the All-Star team as far as the Mets are concerned? We can tell you that. For the New York Metropolitans. Where did it go? There did it go. Starling Marte and Jeff McNeil, along with Pete Alonso. So there you go. As far as the Mets position players are concerned, Edwin Diaz made it as a pitcher. So that is your roster right there. Cyclone Tim. Yeah, we were going to get to this before 4 o'clock as well. But coming up on Thursday on the program, Jeff Linder is going to join us, and we will talk about this as the Gazette made their 40th picks. Sorry, Mark.
It's okay.
40th Athlete of the Year picks. They're not picks. They are voted on by the staff after nominations. Congratulations to... the winners this year, Austin Hilmer of North Lynn and Macy Daufeld of West Liberty. Two very, very deserving folks out there. And Cyclone Tim asks, how many North Lynn athletes have become Gazette Athletes of the Year? Well, you got combination, you got brother combination, and you have sibling combination with the Millers and the Hilmers now. And he's not sure, but Ellen Reese might have been one as well. I'd have to go back and double check. I know it was in the paper yesterday, but we'll ask Jeff that coming up on Thursday.
I can't recall them all.
No, I don't have the roster in front of me, but yeah, two very deserving folks, and congratulations to them. Congratulations to all of the nominees that were out there as far as Athlete of the Year is concerned, and that is a terrific, terrific honor for anyone to be nominated, let alone win. So congratulations to them, and we will talk about that more coming up on Thursday. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program for a Monday here on KGYM. How about, Mark, the Baltimore Orioles?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Brad is very happy right now. 8-game winning streak. Baltimore, ladies and gentlemen, 1 game over .500 in the American League East. Under .500. I got excited there for a moment. I like this team all year. I've been talking about them all year. They are fun to watch. If they were in any other division, they'd probably have a better record than 43-44. They're 15-19 against their own division. But that's a fun group to watch.
It's a good group, and it's got a very good bullpen. Lopez at the back end, very tough. This team is 29-20 since mid-May and has been coming, and now is in the wild card picture, right?
Yep.
I think they're fifth in the pecking order, maybe sixth, but eyelashes behind AL East compatriots. And next up, the series starting tomorrow against the Chicago Cubs.
Yep, Orioles. Well, Cubs had the Dodgers over the weekend, and now they take on the Orioles. So that's tough. That's tough right there. And yeah, Baltimore is in it. I mean, they're ahead of the White Sox right now. That's not saying a whole lot. As far as the wild card standings.
They're only like 5 games behind the Twins.
I'm very aware of that. Of course, White Sox are only 5 games behind the Twins
right
at this point. Cleveland only 4.5 games behind the Twins. It's been that way for the last month and a half. The White Sox, no matter how decent they've played or lousy they've played, they've been 5 games out, I think, for a month and a half, and the Twins have had about a 4-game lead over Cleveland for a month and a half.
Let's keep it that way.
319-366-1600. I'm going to talk a little bit about golf, as we mentioned. Also, a little bit about the first handful of Summer League games for Keegan Murray and how he has looked so far in the NBA Summer League. And we're going to do that coming up in just a little bit. But I'm going to throw it over to Mark right now for his Emil's Hideaway Scoreboard Updated. It's brought to you by folks at Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue, Northeast and Cedar, Southeast and Cedar Rapids. Got them on the wrong side of the street right there. Across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot, behind Taco John's. And check them out online at emilshideaway.com. Eat local. Try their burgers and fries. They are made fresh daily. Or wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar. Or bring the whole family for friendly service in the dining area. Emil's Hideaway. And they bring you the scoreboard each and every day.
Speaking of Gazette Athlete of the Year, 2023 Male Athlete of the Year, you're going to have a tough time defeating Ben Keeter
of
Iowa City High.
That's if you have any... There are no bets going on this, but
Ben, a multi-sport athlete, a football and wrestling recruit at Iowa, over the weekend won the Pan American Freestyle World Championship, 2 victories by 10-0, and his championship match by fall. In women's basketball, Iowa will play at home against North Carolina State in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, that coming up December 1st. And Zach Johnson won today again at the Old Course. Now, this was only a four-hole exhibition, a collection of former champions and other players. But he teamed with Nick Faldo, Louis Oosthuizen, and Big John Daly to win this little exhibition match at -6. It was kind of fun to watch. And finally, the All-Star Game, as we talked about, L.A. Dodger concession workers could be on strike for the All-Star Game. They voted 99% yes to go on strike yesterday. You got to think this will be resolved somehow, some way, right?
You got to think so.
Futures game is on Saturday. Imagine an All-Star Game without concessions.
I think the Dodgers would not like to do that.
No.
Not like... to do that. Yeah, what they call it, something of champions today at St. Andrews, the Old Course.
Celebration of Champions.
Celebration of Champions. Thank you. It was a four-hole. You counted the two low scores. There was nothing on the line. It was just fun to see. I mean, you had Gary Player out there. You had Tom Watson. You had Lee Trevino. All kinds of former champions.
Laura Davies, women's side.
Yeah, and women's champions of the Open. Ladies Open Championship winners were out there. Amateurs were out there. And then they also had a really neat thing. They had some champions of disabled golf out there as well. And it was really, really cool to see. And you had 10 teams, and some had 4, some had 5. But yeah, Nick Faldo's team won. And yes, and John Daly was there, and he looked spectacular. The beard is still glorious. His son was caddying for him.
Son on the bag, yeah.
Son was on the bag, and he had a certain restaurant on his cap that I don't believe has any sort of...
No presence in St. Andrews.
No presence along the 18th. It's not next to Rushock's or anything like that.
Not next to Jigger's Inn either.
No, it is not. You could probably guess what it is.
What a great name for a bar, Jigger's Inn.
Oh, man. But, yeah, John Daly. And we'll talk more about the Open coming up here in just a little bit. We'll talk about Keegan Murray as well and his debut as far as Summer League competition is concerned. We'll do that when we come back after a look at weather and a break here on the Gym Class on KGYM for a Monday. We'll do it right after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we'll have a mix of sun and clouds for the afternoon with a chance for a few additional scattered showers and thunderstorms today as a cold front moves through. That front will lead to the warm, muggy conditions today, but also lead to some drier, less humid conditions as we head into tomorrow. We are going to have the skies clearing tonight. Temperatures drop down to a low around 60, and then tomorrow we'll have some lower humidity in place, plenty of sunshine, and temperatures in the low 80s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
At a cooperative like DePaco Credit Union, you're not just a member, you're also an owner. And that means your active participation not only powers the credit union, but promotes financial well-being through education, better rates, fewer fees, and thank yous. a special member benefit that thanks you with extra cash dividends just for using your credit union. Together since 2016, DePaco members have shared more than $20.5 million in thank yous. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more by saving, borrowing, investing, and insuring with DePaco. Not a member? Get the details and learn how to earn at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Good morning, boss.
Yeah, what's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk?
You mean the hold desk?
Huh?
Every time I call, they put me on hold. Or tell me someone will call me back in a couple of hours. We don't have a couple of hours.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh. In that case, you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
IT Solutions continually monitors their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hold desk for you to call to tell them about your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you get help now, never a hold desk.
We need to get our work done.
Learn more online at WeNeedHelpNow.com.
WeNeedHelpNow.com.
We need to hire for another position. No problem. It's not like I'm already trying to juggle 5 job sites, screen candidates, schedule interviews, and, you know, do my job.
You've had it, and we get it. Job Funnel simplifies your search. Fill out info once and we post it to all the big job sites. Job Funnel makes it easy to prioritize applicants, keep track of things, even send bulk email responses, all from one streamlined hub. Go to KZIA.com and click on Job Funnel to get started. Breathe. Job Funnel's on it.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Geico presents Daily Affirmations.
Repeat after me. Our thoughts are like the ocean.
Our thoughts are like the ocean.
Our thoughts create our reality.
Our thoughts create our reality.
We're thinking Geico offers claim service 24/7 with personalized attention from an assigned team.
Geico offers claim service? I wasn't thinking that.
We think it and it becomes our reality.
So, what about washboard abs?
Let's give it a go. Think really hard.
Okay, abs.
Yep, keep thinking.
To manifest more Geico in your life, go to geico.com.
Did you book the Townsend's 10th anniversary ticket?
Helena's travel agency is overbooked and experiencing delays. She needs to land a new project manager to clear her business's runways.
Yes, Mrs. O'Hara, we checked. Pygmy goats do not count as emotional support animals.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Back with you on the Gym Class 333 here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Scott and Mark with you. Ben on the other side of the glass. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn follows us from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock coming up this evening. Your input welcome on the text line, phone line as well, 319-366-1600 here as we take you through a Monday edition of the program. A couple things, Mark. Number one, you mentioned on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard, Iowa versus North Carolina State in women's basketball. That potentially top 10, maybe even top 5 matchup at that time. That North Carolina State ACC champs a year ago. And, of course, Iowa expected to do big things in the Big Ten this year. That's the headline matchup in the ACC Big Ten Challenge.
It'd be a dandy. Again, that game will be at home December 1st for Iowa.
Yeah, so make your plans because that is going to be a really, really fun night at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We talked a little bit about, or just kind of breached the subject a little bit of Keegan Murray. Great start as far as Keegan is concerned for his first handful of summer league games. Now, averaging just shy of 21 points per game. And also, as far as Keegan is concerned, what, 44% from three or something like that in the neighborhood anyway. Now, keep this in mind. It is NBA Summer League. This is made up a lot of free agents, rookies, people that are trying to make teams and whatnot. Now, if you're a Keegan Murray, doing great, better put up the numbers that you're doing right now, or people in Sacramento and other places are going to talk. He's done a fantastic job. I don't want to downplay that or anything like that, but you know, you need to do this in the summer league if you're Keegan.
Yeah, in my mind, I think he's performed statistically anyway a little better than I thought he would. And again, the level of competition in the California Classic and the summer league is not, you know, what you're going to see in the regular season. By the same token, he's performed extremely well. I think over 20 points in all but one of those games. And reading some of the commentary on his play, frequently observers are mentioning how quiet his game is.
Yeah.
Quietly scoring 20. Quietly grabbing 8 rebounds. Quietly dishing out 4 assists. Not flashy, but extremely efficient.
Well, it's the same thing he did last year in Iowa City.
Yeah.
Down there, you know that he's scoring. You look up, and all of a sudden, Keegan Murray's got 24 points
mm-hmm.
and a half. And you go, how did that happen? And like you said, he's almost stealth-like in the way he gets done. You know, the year before with Luka Garza, I mean, you kind of knew where Luka was because, okay, you had to feed the ball inside to Luka unless he was hitting a 3. But 75% of the time or thereabouts, they were getting inside. Luka tried to make a move and was very successful, obviously, with the player of the year. You know, with Keegan, it was more of, okay, what's he doing this time? Slashing to the basket. What's he going to do? He's going to hit a jumper. He's going to hit a 3. He's going to go inside, get a rebound and a putback. I mean, it's just, like you said, very, very smooth in how he goes about his game. And I think that is what is going to be his big, big upside as far as the NBA is concerned. Now, I don't know if he's going to put 20 points up a game or something like that when it comes down to regular competition. I mean, there are no superstars playing in the summer league. We know that. But I think he's going to be solid, and he's definitely going to help the Sacramento Kings do whatever they're going to do this year.
No question about it. And I watched, I think, parts of 3 summer league games that Keegan has been involved with the Kings. And I tried to concentrate on his defense because oftentimes a player's defense in college doesn't really translate immediately to the program, pro game. Is it exemplary? I don't think so. But it's pretty efficient from what I've seen so far. And again, you know, you're not facing Giannis, you're not facing LeBron, whoever it may be. But as far as the competition goes right now, I think his defense has been okay. Matt in Fairfax says, Keegan is Tim Duncan 2.0, a quiet star.
Yeah, I mean,
a Duncan like Duncan three, was 3 inches taller.
Right, but, and more inside guy, but I get your point, Matt.
Yeah.
I would agree. 64-29, there may have never been as much interest in the NBA Vegas Summer League as there is right now. Keegan Murray has been one of those highlights. It is no indicator of the regular season since most of those guys won't be around for training camp, but Keegan should make a positive impact on the Kings. And he says to clarify local interest in the Summer League. There's interest in the Summer League. I mean, I'm not sitting down for 3 days straight watching Summer League basketball, but there's a reason it's on ESPN.
Well, and when you Iowa State fans are going to watch Wigginton, and you and I fans are going to watch A.J. Green, Iowa fans are going to watch Keegan Murray and Luka Garza and Joe Wieskamp, on and on and on. So there's a lot of reasons, as 64-29 said, for local interest in the summer leagues.
Mm-hmm. True. And like I said, it's just kind of, yes, need that interest. Need that interest, and that is good to see. So there you go. And Keegan Murray doing a very, very good job. And David DeLeo, yeah, 71-48. Former West High player right there. Getting a little bit of playing time.
Really carved out a nice career. I don't know if he'll make an NBA roster, but he's done quite well.
Hey, at worst, David DeLeo is going to do very well overseas. Am I wrong about that?
No.
No. I think he's going to do very, very well overseas. So Keegan Murray will continue to impress. No doubt about that. There is regional final softball coming up tonight around the state and around Eastern Iowa. Classes 1A and 2A will set their lineups and teams for next week's state softball tournament over in Fort Dodge at Harlan Rogers Park. And best of luck to all the teams. There are a few going at it, one another, Central City and North Lynn. I know we're doing battle coming up tonight. Tomorrow night, it'll be the other classes going at it, 3A, 4A, and 5A. Tonight's baseball action continuing, and I think everything is on. The rain was earlier today and might hold off until later on tonight, but you've got 3A and 4A going at it tonight as far as second-round games are concerned in baseball, as that is about a week and a half away from getting their state tournament underway at two sites. Well, I guess now that's not at Principal Park, it's all in 1 week. So they got almost 2 weeks until baseball is here for state baseball.
Carroll and Iowa City.
1A and 2A at Carroll at Merchants Park, and 3A and 4A will be at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. And like I said, best of luck to everybody out there playing tonight. 3:41 on the gym class, and we need to talk a little bit about golf. Xander Schauffele winning his second consecutive championship tournament as he took the Genesis Scottish Open over the weekend.
Ka-ching for one fantasy golf team.
Thank you. Thank you, Xander. But tell you what, he's the hottest golfer on the planet right now. Don't think there's any doubt about that. Does that take him into a favorites position as far as winning the Claret Jug is concerned? Can he make it three in a row? Can he win his first major? He's won three tournaments this year. He's won the gold medal from the Olympic Games in the last calendar year. A lot of people looking at Xander Schauffele. A lot of people looking at Rory McIlroy. He's kind of the betting favorite at this point to win the Open Championship. You could probably get really good odds on Mark Calcavecchia if you want to drop $10 on him, Mark. Or Paul Laurie. With the 150th Open Championship, they are bringing back, quite a few players that probably are playing for the last time. But that's fine. That's fine. It's a good star-studded world-class field. There are probably 60 players that you have never heard of. There are probably 20 players that Mark and I have never heard of that are going to be teeing it up at St. Andrews coming up early Thursday morning. But, you know, that's part of the charm of the Open Championship, right?
Well, it is. Caesar's Sportsbook, if you're interested in this sort of thing, Schauffele is not the betting favorite. It is Rory McIlroy. You can get him at 9-1 right now. Schauffele and John Rahm, 14-1. World number one, Scottie Scheffler and Jordan Spieth, who's been on a kind of a heater, Scott. They're both at 16-1. And Matt Fitzpatrick, PGA champion, and Justin Thomas at 18-1. And then you get into some guys with a lot of capability and a lot of value, I think. Defending champion Colin Morikawa, for example, at 25-1.
Won his first Open Championship last year, his second major, first time he played in the Open Championship. Can he go back-to-back? We'll see on that. Here's what a lot of people watching a lot of Golf Channel, here's what a lot of people are saying. The course, it is going to be hard and fast, and they have not had an Open at St. Andrews where it has been hard and fast in a while. They haven't had as much rain as they usually have received in a typical year. It is a short course to begin with. And these guys now may be too long for the golf course, which is strange. Rory McIlroy talked about he's going to be hitting, unless he can get to the green, he's going to be hitting, you know, 7, 6, 5 irons this week.
We drove the 18th hole today.
Right, everybody was driving the 18th hole today through the Valley of Sin and up into the green area. And so it's going to be a very unusual Open. If the wind does not blow, St. Andrews, you're going to see 25 under. Do you disagree with that?
That's pretty high. I think it's the forecast is
good.
Low to mid 60s and dry, less than a 10% chance of rain throughout the weekend. And the course is already firm, hard, fast, as you mentioned. But it also brings into play some calculations these golfers are going to have to make with the tremendous runouts in the fairway.
Correct.
You've got to avoid those pot bunkers.
Because they are one-stroke penalties.
At least.
Jack Nicklaus took 4 to get out of one in his last tournament.
Yeah, you have to avoid those bunkers. And it's going to be fascinating. If the wind is laying down 10 miles an hour or less, scores are going to be really low, I think. But I, you know, this is one of the most difficult things for me to do is pick a winner, and we're not going to pick a winner right now. But you got capable guys like Will Zalatoris at 25-1, Cam Smith, same thing, Patrick Cantlay, Dustin Johnson. What's happened to him? He's 35-1, right alongside Brooks Koepka, who loves the majors.
Has not played at St. Andrews, though. Asking about Tiger Woods. Tiger played today. In his 4 holes, he was 2 under.
He's 60-1.
He's 60-1. There's a reason Tiger did not play in the U.S. Open. Tiger knows this is his best shot. This may be his best shot of any shot he has left in his career, period. He has won twice at St. Andrews. He knows every bump and nook and cranny of the old course. Plays it well. Is long enough he can hit irons when he needs to a lot of the time and still be in good shape. Did not hit it into a bunker in 2005 when he won. He missed every bunker in 4 rounds, which was amazing and incredible. And the weather is going to be good for him. There was a lot of talk, well, if the weather's going to be poor, if it's going to be rainy and in the 50s, that's going to hurt his back. Well, it's supposed to be in the mid-60s for most of the days, and the wind's not supposed to blow. It's a flat golf course. It's a links golf course. And a lot of people got...
You're talking yourself into something
here,
Scott.
A lot of people got... there are people that know a lot more than I do saying that they'd see him getting a top 20. I don't know if that's the case. I don't think he's still... His game at age 40-something is up there with the Rory McIlroys or others. But you never know. You could put together a week, and lo and behold, I think he's going to make the cut fine. Is the leg going to continue to be okay, though?
He's 46, going to be 47 in December. We've seen guys older than him do well.
Tom Watson.
He was healthy, very healthy compared to Tiger Woods. When last the Open Championship was held at the old course, Cedar Rapidi and Zach Johnson won. His winning score, 15 under par, which has been about the norm for championships at St. Andrews. I think only one time was single digits in recent memory.
Correct. Correct. And the wind blew. That was back in the 90s. That was the John Daly year. Other than that, the last 4 Open Championships at St. Andrews, 19 under was the low mark. Like I said, I think if the wind doesn't blow, et cetera, I think you're going to see somebody's going to have to get in a 2 in front of their score. I'm not going to say maybe 25, but I think at least 20 or 21 you're going to have.
Let it be Xander.
More on golf when we reconvene on Wednesday, as we will talk golf on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class with Brian Haas, and also going to talk with a representative from the city of Cedar Rapids. Big news coming up as far as one of our local courses.
Yeah, here. Dave Rowe, director of golf with the Cedar Rapids, with the city of Cedar Rapids, is going to join us on the Caddy Smack program. Thursday, they're going to have a ribbon cutting for the new clubhouse at Ellis Park. We got a up close and not really inside look, but Pro Mark McMahon took us up and showed us on Saturday what the lay of the land is. It's a beautiful building and scheduled to open probably next month, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
But it's been a long time coming since the derecho, and when it's done and open, it's going to be wonderful.
It is going to be beautiful. It is. All right, 319-366-1600-351. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and put a ribbon on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come after this on KGYM.
Did you know that Masterforce has thousands of tools at Menards? Any tool you want, we have. There are hammers, drills, pliers, levels, wrenches, grinders, sanders, air compressors, nailers, workbenches, mowers, blowers, chainsaws, floor jacks, knee pads, work lights, fans. Whew. And that's just a taste. Want power, performance, durability? Come check out the wide range of products from Masterforce, exclusively at Menards.
Just when it feels like smooth sailing, your IT person leaves and rocks your entire business boat.
Network overboard!
Now who's going to captain your IT ship? Network Computer Solutions. They're ready to hop on board and keep you on course. Whether you're a tiny rowboat or a giant ocean liner, Network Computer Solutions will keep your business cruising along with pricing options that won't make you feel anchored down. Network Computer Solutions is your IT safe harbor. Meet them now at ncsei.com.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here. So check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty in Classic Chocolate or New Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
At Lowe's, every pro is an MVP to us. That's why we're introducing MVP's bonus points to our rewards and partnership program. It's the only pro loyalty program where you can earn points just by downloading our app or shopping select items by trusted brands and more. Then redeem your points for rewards that level up your business. Join MVP's Pro Rewards today and earn your first 1,000 points. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to program terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/L/pro loyalty terms. Subject to change.
Back with you, 3:53 here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Tomorrow here on our 3 o'clock show, Rob Gray covers the Iowa State Cyclones for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, formerly a Cyclone fanatic, will join us, and plenty to discuss with Rob. This little thing called expansion with the Big 12. We'll get his thoughts about it and talk about the latest recruiting news for the Cyclones, as well as getting ready for fall camp.
Maybe he knows the person, the writer, the sportscaster.
Ooh.
The media member who casts a first place vote for Iowa State.
See the little to-do, the dust-up last night between Cyclone fans and K-State fans on Twitter?
I did.
What was that about? How did that start?
Kind of a pillow fight, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're all usual. 90% of the things on Twitter are pillow fights, but yeah. The power kitty and the and Cy were going at it last night because of how they should be looked at as far as Big 12 preseason football, and then it just kind of went into other things
because it matters that much
because you know that makes a whole lot of difference where your preseason rankings are. But at any rate, speaking of college football, Mark, which we are, a little less than 2 months away from gearing up for, That is the subject of our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. And thanks to Steve Anderson at Hawkeye Title and Settlement for his sponsorship of the poll question.
Indeed. Just a little more than 50 days until the opening kickoffs, or depending on when you start, but about that range. And this question getting more and more timely as we approach the start of the season. Which Iowa football opponent would you be okay with the Hawks not playing every year? Three choices: Wisconsin, Minnesota, or Nebraska. Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com.
I want to play all three of those each year.
If I have to eliminate one, I'm eliminating Nebraska. I know it's on Black Friday, and Iowa's had a good run here against the Huskers, but it's the most recent of the three rivalries, to be sure. Just my thought.
I would hope that whatever model of schedule that the Big Ten comes up with when all of the dust settles for at least this round of realignment and expansion, that they will come up with something that the ACC was putting forth as far as having your protected rivalries. I hope that is the case. Now, basketball, the way it sounds, they're looking more toward old school. Your traveling partner, Mark, which I would love to see again come back in basketball, right? Because you knew who you were going to play. And you didn't play Maryland one on Thursday, and you got to go to Nebraska on Monday or something like that. You played the Michigan schools. You played the Indiana schools. And away you go, right?
You play USC and UCLA.
In a weekend.
Right. Wednesday, Saturday, Thursday, Sunday, whatever it may be.
Pac-12 still does that.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what's going to happen now that USC and UCLA are out in a couple years, but the Pac-12 does that. You play, you go to L.A., you play the Bruins and the Trojans.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully maybe that will come to the Big Ten in basketball, but we will see. We know what's coming up next. That is Todd and Alex, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming your way next right here on KGYM. They'll take you from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And as I mentioned, Rob Gray joins us tomorrow to talk all things Iowa State athletics and talk about the bridge is almost done. That also was a little bit of a point of conjecture over the weekend. Iowa State folks, hey, this is going to help with recruiting. And some, of course, took one person to say a bridge is going to help for recruiting. And it was on, man. It was on. Rob Gray joins us tomorrow. Have a good night, Mark.
Will do. Talk to you tomorrow.
Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next on KGYM.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated.